kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Good turnout this weekend with the easing of the restriction. Mm-hmm. We have quite a lot of people in our shop for dine-in and also for takeaway and pickup, and also our delivery platforms such as Uber Eats and Menulog.
Okay naman. Lahat ng customers excited ng umupo at makasama yung mga pamilya at kaibigan nila. So, and it's a big change din para sa amin kasi it's very unusual na may tao ulit sa tables
okay.
At kumakain.
Ganon.
So, magandang interaction din sa mga customers kasi it's normally just one person sa floor to take orders, takeaway orders and pickups. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon, you know, somehow, you know, we get interacted with our customers with, of course, social distancing in practice.
It's really becoming such a wonderful thing na bumabalik yung dati.
Because of the restriction, we can only have 10 people in our dining area. So what we've done is we have limited the tables to six tables for two people can sit. And then we also have the outdoor dining tables of two as well. So altogether, maximum of 10 people.
Kasi nung beginning pa lang ng mga takeaways, nag-start na kaming i-keep lahat ng mga plates namin for the time being.
Mm.
And then nilabas na mga takeaway containers. So it's easier and quicker for us na makapag-produce ng dishes. So ngayon, so since we started with people dining in, nag-prepare na ulit kami ng mga plates namin and cutleries and, you know, disinfectants and sanitizer and make sure that everything is clean. You know, with the tables, the kitchen.
Touching on the sanitation measures, we've put the proper procedures of putting the hand sanitizers in all entry and exit points. And we sanitize doorknobs, sanitize the tables. As soon as you sit down, your utensils are then poured with hot water and then sanitized as well. So talagang cleaning is our number one priority, and then comes the quality of the food.
The lesson learned is make sure we have a lot of stock for our job. Also, continue to follow the food safety protocols to ensure that everyone's safe and healthy in terms of the food that we serve as well.
Important din na meron kang flexibility and adaptation sa nangyayari sa situation ngayon.
We've really learned that patience is a virtue, and then God is always with us. Kasi nga, if you don't have any foundation or if you don't have any hope, you will definitely lose your mental state or your mental capacity, and which is a very strong component when you're running a business, is how do you approach every problem and how do you manage yourself in difficult times like these.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.